been? Ever since you started packing that weekend bag 5 hours ago?
The New York weather is freaky. I want to be ready for anything when I get there.
Like Denise Huxtable?
Yeah, and hook up with my homie.
And hook up with Denise Huxtable.
And catch a couple of shows.
With Denise Huxtable.
Yeah, she's gonna be so surprised, Ron.
You mean you haven't told her you're coming?
Well, she said in her letter when you're in the city, drop in.
Oh, she wrote that. She didn't mean it. Girls don't like to be surprised. You can catch them with that goop all over their face. Fluffy little slippers with the animal faces. You know, and hair by Cuisinart.
Denise could never look bad, you know? I realized I missed her, but I never realized how much until I got her letter.
She is fine.
Oh, man. Plenty of you girls are fine. Denise has something special. She's like a beautiful spirit that just shines through, you know?
Well, you wouldn't be so happy if that spirit was shining through the face and body of Jabba the Hutt.
That's true, but then she wouldn't be Denise. I'm telling you, I'm ready for her this time, Ron.
The question is Denise ready for you?
Yes, and I have proof. Africa has changed me in ways I can only tell you face to face. I feel like my life has started all over again. You see this? Face to face, started over again. Don't touch the letter.
Well, that's true. That could mean that Denise is ready to come back to you and Hillman. Or it could mean she fell off an elephant and thinks she's Shirley MacLaine.
I'm telling you, man, she's gonna come back. We're gonna graduate with honors together. Ron, you see, I'm good for her. I anchor her, she makes me fly.
That's beautiful. It reminds me of me and Whitney.
Yeah, I could see how it would,
bro. They're predicting snow all weekend. Even the weatherman doesn't want Daddy to marry Monica.
Come on. The wedding is not going to be fun, but it'll be over before you know it.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. Your daddy isn't about to daughter down the aisle with some 24-year-old funeral parlor heiress from Teaneck.
Oh, come on. You said yourself she's not so bad.
For some cheap little chippy on the side.
I didn't know he was going to marry the floozy. Would you feel differently if she were older?
Freddie, age is not the point. She's a gold-digging sadist.
Sadist?
Sadist. Exhibit A. My bridesmaid gown. Do you think she picked this Emerald City creation to compliment my beauty? I'm gonna look like a refugee from the Wiz.
Well, if you don't like these people, why do you care about how you look?
Who let her in here?
I think that this is wonderful. He has a chance to start life anew, have more children.
Your father wants to marry Monica. Think of his happiness.
I'm going to tell the congregation that Monica was a man.
Hey, Jaleesa, is Whitley upstairs? Is she ready?
Yeah, she'll be right down.
I bet you're looking forward to seeing Denise, huh?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't sleep. Last night, instead of counting sheep, I counted the reasons Denise didn't take me seriously. Got it down to 20. Too eager, too goofy.
You talk too much.
Oh, that's 21 reasons. Well, tell me, you were a roommate. Did she talk about me much?
A fair amount.
Oh, come on, tell me what she said.
Oh, no, my lips are sealed.
Jaleesa, it's been a year and a half.
All right. Once she said that you were geeky and immature, but that one day you would be something.
Ah, and that day has come. I'm going to show her the suave, sophisticado the way.
You're crazy.
Haven't you seen anyone dressed for a wedding before? Mushwine.
Where's your daddy getting married? Transylvania?
Wayne.
Hi, Miss Huxtable. I didn't mean to drop in. I did, but if now's not a good time, I could.
You better get in here and give me a kiss. Look at you.
I'm fine.
And who told you you could grow up?
Is Denise home?
Is that your way of saying that you did not come to see me?
No. See, I really did come to see you, too.
Don't lie. Denise, a man has come here to sell you some insurance.
Dwayne! So good to see you.
Can I have another hug? I'm not trying to get fresh, Mrs. Huxtable. I just wanted to make sure she's really here.
I'll mind your tomato sauce for you, honey.
Thanks, Mom. Dwayne, oh, I can't believe it.
Well, your note said if I was in town, I should drop in.
Glad you did.
Denise, you're like the cosmic caterpillar.
Am I supposed to say thank you?
It was my favorite ride at this amusement park. You know, it never let me down. It had my heart going like a popcorn popper every time. Just like being here with you.
That's really
goofy, I know. Trust me, I don't say things like that anymore.
No, I was gonna say that's really sweet. Gosh. So much has happened.
Oh, you're telling me you wouldn't recognize Gilbert Hall. It's gone co-ed. Yes! Yes!
Wow.
But I don't hang out there much anymore. I got my own place off campus. You know, when you come back, well, if you come back, I could probably get you a place in my building.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to be coming back to school, at least not anytime soon.
Oh, that's okay, because apartments in my building don't go very fast.
You know, a lot of things that have happened, I just couldn't put them in a letter.
Honey, your lasagna noodles are ready.
Oh, okay, thanks, Mom. I'll be right back.
I'll be right here.
No.
You fish sleep.
Well, not if you keep bouncing them around like that, Miss Bugaboo. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
It's good to finally meet you, man. Denise has told me so much about you. I'm Dwayne.
Dwayne Wayne?
Yes.
Oh, hey, man, how's it going? Denise has told me a lot about you.
Yeah.
Do fish sleep?
Oh, I don't know. I never asked one. You must be a friend of Rudy's.
Yes. She gives me toys.
This is Olivia.
Oh, aren't you a little sweetheart?
So, y'all met.
Yeah, remember you kept saying, when you see Theo, you're gonna like him right away. And you're right, I like him right away.
This isn't Theo.
Elvin! Dude, I'm sorry, man, forgive me. This must be one of the twins.
Dwayne, this is Martin Kendall, my husband.
Yo!
Yeah, Martin and I, we got married in Africa.
Wow. This is great! Denise's husband, it's you! Man, congratulations! Mazel tov! Welcome to the family. So, you met in Africa, almost 12 million square miles of continent, and you two bump into each other.
Yeah, I bet you never expected to see her end up with an engineer.
Oh, not my wildest dreams.
Mary Monica, can you believe it? Hello, everyone.
Denise.
Let me look at you, girl. Well, I'm sorry I'm so early. What a fiasco wedding was. But you just have to laugh.
Whitley, you weren't supposed to be here for another 2 hours. Who conducted the ceremony? Evelyn Wood Speed Preacher?
Well, look, when Daddy put Monica's bridal veil on his head and started singing, "You Make Me Feel Like Dancing," it made me feel like leaving.
Would you like something to eat?
No, thank you. You should have seen this wedding. The bridesmaids were barely out of their teens, and the ushers were well into their dentures. In fact, I had the only youngster in the whole bunch. It was Tito, Monica's little brother. He summers as a pallbearer in the family funeral business. Well, he walked like he had a casket on his shoulder. I said, put some pep in your step, Tito. This is a wedding, not a funeral. Who are you?
My daddy. Are you Grandpa the Good Witch?
Oh.
Whitley. Whitley, this is my stepdaughter, Olivia. And my husband, Martin Kendall.
How do you do?
Oh, my. I thought all you were going to bring back from Africa were some wooden salad bowls. Just putting the trash out.
Good. That dress was ugly.
Well, next time Monica gets married, she should have you design the dress.
Monica.
Just some woman who was born to be a second wife.
Miss, that good for you.
Thank you for telling me. Where's Miss Huxley keep the bread?
In the bread box.
Aha! Hallelujah. Just what I needed. You know, Olivia, I have had some day today. Now, you saw the dress I had to wear.
Good life.
Then when I got there, all these little squirmy kids
are...
Oh, no. Not really.
Leave some bread for me.
What can I prepare for you to eat?
Oh, nothing, really. Salami and cheese with Dijon mustard, lettuce, and tomato and pickles. The little itty-bitty French ones, if you have them.
I believe we do.
You know, I don't usually make commando raids on my hostess's pantry. It's just that I'm not quite myself.
No, that's understandable. Difficult when your father takes a new bride, especially one so young.
I'm over that.
I always say, as long as Daddy's happy.
It's a very mature attitude.
Well, you just have to laugh. Oh, I'm really worried about my mama.
Really?
You know, Miss Huxtable, all the other wives always hated my mama because their husbands couldn't wait for her to show up in her tennis skirt. Today at the wedding, her best friend, Louise Sujay, that graceless cow, had the nerve to say to me, I'm sorry your mom couldn't be here today. Please send her my best.
Well, we all know what Louise Sujay looks like in her tennis skirt.
A cow.
And if your mother's anything like her daughter, she will tell that graceless cow where to go and how to get there.
Mom always tells me that she's better off without him, but I don't think she means it.
This must be very painful. For your mother, I mean. But it sounds to me like she's a very strong woman. She'll go on with her life and she'll be fine.
I just can't believe my daddy treated me.
You just have to laugh. Oh, no need to cut it. It looks delicious.
I always get so famished when my mother's upset.
They shouldn't rent ice skates to just anybody. You should have to get a license.
Yeah, the little girl that knocked you down was a speed demon.
Miss, would you like me to sew up your split for you?
It's not in any place where anybody's gonna see it.
Well, how about if I make us some hot chocolate to warm us up?
Ooh, that'd be great. Yay!
Yay! That would be great. He's a great guy. If I were a girl, I'd marry him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to find out about Martin this way. The letter seems so cold, man. I mean, it's been a year and a half. I didn't know how you felt.
Hey, no apologies necessary. We were buddies, right? So one night we went out for Japanese food and kissed. It's a great kiss. But it was a year and a half ago. Besides, I was just one of a million guys who had a crush on you.
Listen to you. You were never just anyone. Come on. And everyone was telling me I was the worst student in history. You were always encouraging me. You always made me feel special and smart. You were never just anything.
I think maybe you could sew up my pants. I'm starting to feel a little breezy.
I'll miss you.
I have that same effect on my family. It's after I'm gone, they realize they like me. How'd you like Denise's vegetarian lasagna?
Oh, I didn't sample that culinary delight.
Too bad. It was the perfect blend of tomato, pasta, and tofu.
Tofu? She's not gonna hang on to Martin cooking like that.
Why, damn it?
He just doesn't seem like your typical bean curd lover.
How could her parents let her go off to Africa? They should have known she'd hook up with some good-for-nothing Annapolis lieutenant engineer in the Navy. I hate Annapolis.
Dwayne, the boy is cute, but he is a bit of a dullard. A laxative wouldn't do him a bit of harm.
Yeah, well, that dullard got the only girl I ever loved, the only woman I ever almost could have maybe fallen totally and completely in love with.
Well, surely, on the face of God's great earth, there, well, she's not the only one that you could fall totally and completely in love with.
There's another one I haven't met. She tried to tell me, you know, but I wouldn't let her. I get your place in my building. What a class A fool.
I know lots of women. He'd be thrilled to have you act so foolish over him.
Is he better looking than I am?
No. Not at all. In fact, the only thing he has over you is a few layers of muscle tissue.
Thank you. You know, if I ever meet Cupid, I'm gonna wring his neck.
To walk 2 miles.
So, are we gonna die in here or are they sending for help?
Someone should be here in a half hour with your new tie. I can't believe you threw out the spare.
Well, I didn't want that nasty old thing in my trunk.
Really?
Thank you for going for help.
You're welcome.
It's freezing in here. Monica and Daddy come back from their honeymoon and get to move into their new house. It's got 4 big bedrooms and plenty of room for a jungle gym.
I guess they're planning for a large family.
Best part of it is Daddy told me they're putting in a fold-out bed in the den just for me. He said you can be our guest from time to time, honey. That's when I left.
Hey, sometimes happiness makes people a little selfish and very dense.
Walk down that hallway as slowly as I possibly could. Just knew my dad was gonna follow me. But the last thing I heard as the elevator door slid shut was his laughter.
It won't be like this forever, Whitney.
No. Then they have other children. And they'll say, you can't sleep in the den. That's a kid's TV room. But the doghouse is all yours.
But the moon's in the clouds right now. He'll come back down.
Maybe. All I know is I'm never getting married. Ever.
Ever?
No. I'm just gonna have poodles. They're dependable.
We should hook up because I'll be 95 years old sitting on Denise's porch and talk about why wasn't I the one? So it's a date?
What?
Saturday night, November 20th, 2049. Bingo at the Free Will Baptist Church.
Okay. It's a date.
Good.
I'm glad you're here.
So am I.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Can we do it again?
See it, bingo.